Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
I hope that everybody is having an incredible day. I hope that it's an awesome Monday. I want to give my apologies out to everyone about not being able to have a show the last week. We were at a conference and just been crazy busy traveling. Good morning to see everybody. Do me a favor and hit the share button. We want to get as many people out as we possibly can. Let them know that we are back on the show. I sent out a push notification this morning on the app. And our team is drastically trying to get involved and stay in connection with you. So if you have not had a chance to download the app, you can do that on the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Having a hard time getting that logo changed on this picture, but you will get to see the new logo soon on the advertisement. But good to see everybody here. Hope everybody's having a great day, great morning. I know God is richly going to bless you and strengthen you and encourage all of you. But I just want to just take a minute and I want to just, hey, Patrick, good to see you. Can't wait to see you guys at Praise and Worship Church next coming Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Really excited about that. And but anyway, getting back to our series, we have just taught just a lot of stuff on reasons miracles still happen. And we are on part number 10. And I just want to give you the last several that we did and just kind of keep you up to date. So miracles still happen because there's power in prayer. Miracles still happen because we're in the last days. Today I want to share with you, miracles still happen because it's one of the spiritual gifts. Okay, miracles still happen because it's one of the spiritual gifts. Now, what I like for you guys to do is remember to keep all the comments in the comment section. And I want to just kind of give you guys an insight of where we're going today. So if you can list the scriptures in the comment sections, that kind of helps people keep up with us and what we're doing. And then also, if you're writing things down, you want to keep notes, you can always go back and look at your posts and see the notes that you took. And I think that would really help strengthen you. And I think it'll really strengthen everybody. So I'm out of chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 12 this morning, and I'm going to read verses just kind of basically the spiritual gifts. And it starts in verse number 8. It says, "For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diver kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these worketh the one same self-Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." So you should begin to pray and ask the Lord for the working of miracles. So it goes on to list 9 spiritual gifts. I want you to put that in the comment section. There are 9 spiritual gifts, and those are given out to the body of Christ. Every person that is a Christian, every son and daughter of God, that is given out to the body of Christ. So we can see here that the Bible teaches us that the Lord wants the working of miracles to be a part of a Christian's everyday life. So the miraculous really helps most of us understand that the miracles of God, okay, they flow to the body. So I want you to put this in the comment section, and I want you to keep this in your notes. The gifts of the Spirit should flow out of the body. Okay, the gifts of the Spirit should flow out of the body. What do I mean by that? Every Christian should be operating, or let me say it better like this. Every Christian should be a representation of the 9 spiritual gifts flowing out of each person in the body. It's really important to understand that, because the body is not, it's not, the gifts of the Spirit are not just for sons, and they're not just for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They're not just for the fivefold ministry. They're for every single person that is in the body. So if you're a Christian, you should be experiencing gifts of healing. If you're a Christian, you should be experiencing prophecy, or words of wisdom, or the gift of, you know, the word of knowledge, or all of those operating gifts flowing out of each and every single last one of you. So it is important to understand. Good morning, Patsy. Good morning, Pamela. Good morning, Angie. Good to see all you guys. Pastor Bill, good to see all you guys on here. So many people. Great to see you. Hey, Jason. Good to see you, Pastor Jason. Again, the body should be experiencing the gifts. So being able to function in the body of Christ, the gifts of the Spirit flowing out of the body creates what we call function. I want to give you the definition of working, what the word working means. It means being able to function or knowing how the system operates. So in other words, that the gifts of the body, the gifts, the spiritual gifts of the body, working of miracles, should be flowing out of each one of you. So it's really imperative that you understand how important that this is. So here's, I want to give you 4 quick things that I think should happen in the working of miracles, okay? When you hear the word working of miracles, the spiritual gifts, I want to give you 4 reasons or 4 things that should be happening when you're functioning in the working of miracles. Number one, I believe that you should be laying your hands on the sick. Lay your hands on the sick. Christians, hear me. Sons and daughters of God, hear me. It is imperative that you begin to lay hands on sick people, okay? Lay hands on sick people. It is very imperative that we attack sickness by the laying on of hands. The book of James teaches us this, that those who are sick, they should call the elders of the church to anoint their head with oil and lay hands on the sick, pray the prayer of faith, and the Bible says they will be healed. It is imperative that Christians lay hands on sick people. It is imperative that you lay hands on someone that you see the sick. Your hands are not just for praising. Your hands are not just for destruction. Your hands are not for anger. Your hands are to lay hands on the people and anyone that's sick, and they will be healed. Healing will come through the working of miracles or the laying hands on the sick. So in other words, working of miracles involves you doing something. It's very imperative that you understand that. You've got to be involved in this process. It's not just a process for pastors or teachers or evangelists or anyone like, you know, the fivefold ministry. It's for you. Here's the second thing that I think that happens when we start operating and flowing in the working of miracles. It means this. I believe that you'll speak life into death. I want you to get that. I want you to write that down. Put that in the comment section. You will speak life into death. I believe that's a working of miracles. So many times the Bible said Jesus spoke, okay, or God spoke, and miracles begin to take place. Good morning, Stacy, Garoshi, Pastor Jason, good to see you. You should be speaking life into death. That's a working of miracles. What do I mean by that? Looking into a dead situation, looking into something that is dead. Hello, Sharon Gross. Looking into something that is dead, looking into something that has no life in it at all. And listen, this is really imperative how I want you to catch this. Remember that God created us in the likeness of his image. Here's this ball of mass on the earth. It's nothing. It's form. It's without form. It's without void. And in one moment, God spoke into it, and life began to move, life began to breathe, life began to operate, and it created something out of nothing. Or in other words, it took something that had no life in it at all, And it, listen, a creative miracle happened. Okay, think about that word, creative miracle. It happened out of what? Somebody speaking into something that had no life in it at all, and it began to happen. What does that mean? God was operating in the working of miracles. He spoke into something that was nothing. He spoke into death, it was nothing. And out of it became life. Out of it became the living thing we call the earth. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that, that's the working of miracles. That's creative miracles, okay? And then I'm gonna, I know this is gonna kind of be twisty, but I wanna catch this. Speaking the word and watching it create. I want you to put that for number three. Speaking the word and watching it create. So you get creative miracles, or you get the working of miracles, I believe, by speaking the word and then God performing his word. Okay? So you operate in the gift of working of miracles. Remember what I said in the definition, knowing how the system operates. Okay, that's working of miracles. That's working. That's the definition of working. So knowing how something operates. My good pastor friend, Jason Picornery, is on here. He's a pastor of a wonderful church called Claremore Restoration Church of God. But something that I love about Pastor Jason is he's actually a very good mechanic as well. And one of the things that he talks about, if you hear him ever have a conversation with somebody about, you know, in, you know, dealing with a car, operating, you know, car, he can tell you if this isn't working, something else in the system, 9 times out of 10, is creating that problem. So you got to know how the system flows. You got to know how the system operates to create something good. So in order for the word to be established, or in other words, for the word to operate and work in the working of miracles, you got to speak the word. You got to declare the word. That's what creates the working of the miracle. So I want to encourage you to speak the word and watch it create. That means you got to speak it, and then that's the only thing that God will watch over to perform. He cannot perform with your doubts. He cannot perform with your fears. He cannot perform with your unbelief. He can't do anything with anything other than the word. He can't, because it's out of the system. It's out of the flow. It's out of the operation of what God is trying to get you to do. So it is imperative that you understand the system works by you speaking the word and then it creating it, it working the miracle. The word is what's going to work the miracle. Okay? So that's really imperative. Okay? And then lastly, obeying the Holy Ghost's instructions. Obeying the Holy Spirit's instructions. Okay, that's number four. So, that leads me to this last point. That means you have to be involved somehow. Okay? Remember, God is going to make no human decisions and follow no human instructions. He's going to make no human choices. He's not going to follow any human instructions. He's not going to do any of that. Why is that? Because the Lord uses man on the earth to work miracles. So in order to do that, in order to see how that happens, in order to see how that works, what begins to take place is God gives an instruction, man obeys, and something great begins to come out of that. Because he's working or moving in the gift of working of miracles. So, I remember when I was growing up and a kid, and I used to watch my pastor pray for the sick. I remember thinking, man, why in the world is he holding on to that person for so long? You know, why is he laying his hands on that person for so long? And I saw, and I remember thinking to myself, man, he holds them. And the old timers would kind of move back and forth. They would kind of move back and forth and you would see that. I truly believe that a lot of those guys, now I'm not talking about knocking someone down. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I remember my pastor, you know, working this person back and forth one time, and I thought, what in the world is he doing? And I believe that he was moving and working in the Spirit. He was trying to create or working in the Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about creating something and making it happen, but I do believe sometimes you got to stay with it until you see what you're believing for working. And I believe that's a powerful concept. You got to keep at it. You got to keep going for it. You got to keep doing it. And then you got to be quick to obey the Holy Ghost. I believe that we're not seeing miracles, not because the gift isn't there, because God's people are not obeying instructions. They're not walking over to somebody in church in order underneath the representation of the pastor, and they're not operating in their gifts. You have gifts. You have gifts of the Holy Ghost. You've got to operate in them. It's really imperative. It's really imperative that you do that. You've got to stay with it. You've got to operate in them, and you've got to move towards that. You've got to flow towards that. The gifts operate and flow in the body. Okay, that's imperative. That's so imperative that you understand that. So I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be lifted up today. And I want you to know that the Lord cares for you, loves you, wants to strengthen you. And I want you to know that God is working with you to operate and flow in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And so whatever you do, there's reasons miracles still happen. Why? Because working of miracles is still a gift of the Holy Ghost. All right? So we love you guys. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we're so glad that you joined us on the show right here on Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And God always has your miracle in mind. We love you guys. Be blessed. And we will see you tomorrow right here on Stronger Every Day. I got another good word for you. Reasons miracles still happen, part 9, 10, 11. I don't know. I think it's part 10 we did today. We'll do part 11 tomorrow. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we'll see you soon. Be blessed.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.